This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, November 30th. God's word to you today is hold on. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 105, verse 19, and it says, until the time came to fulfill his dreams, the Lord tested Joseph's character. We are grateful to God for his hand upon us, for dismantling depression, demolishing doubt, and for dealing with defeat. Over the next couple of days, by God's grace, God is going to show us how to overcome discouragement. All these D's are going to crumble in Jesus' name. Amen. The truth is that if discouragement is not handled with care, it can lead to defeat. I'm convinced that the human race is divided into two groups of people, those that love golden morn and the rest of the world. I loved baby food growing up. In fact, half of the baby food meant for my younger siblings went into my stomach. I still love baby food. I just think it's the best. I know a lot of people are like me, even though some are too embarrassed to admit it publicly. Why leave baby food? Why grow up? Why grow out of certain things? Matthew 18, verse 3 from the New King James Version says, and said, assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes I think to myself, why can't we be children again? Who says the fact that we have grown older means we have to stop playing? Who says the fact that we are older means we have to stop dreaming? As a child, I used to dream of flying an airplane. I used to dream of being a pilot one day. Beyond being a pilot as a profession, I looked forward to flying a plane. I watched out for planes in the sky, and I would watch until it disappears. I would just imagine what it would be like to fly that aircraft. Maybe one day, I will still fly a plane. So, what happened? Why did I stop dreaming of doing the impossible things? Why did I stop believing in my dream of being a pilot? It is the voice of discouragement. A lot of us had such dreams, things that we imagined that we'd be doing now. When we were much younger, those things were wild. Being a pilot and flying a plane was just one of my wild dreams. And if God allows me, I will still fly a plane before I see Jesus. What childhood dreams did you have that you look back on today and you have let go of? Some of us have been discouraged by academic results. For some of us, it is the discouragement of a parent or the loss of a parent. However, for all of us that have had dreams, no matter how wild we think they are, I do not think we should give up on those dreams. There was a woman that was over 80 years old, and she had always dreamt of being a graduate. She went back to school, saw her dream come true. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the courage not to give up on my dreams, but to trust you to bring to pass every dream you have put in me in line with your plan. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.